We live in such a crazy time with the news cycles changing every few minutes. There's like a, it seemed like a new war every other week.
No kidding.
New spin on things. There's some kind of new division that you didn't even know that you were divided against these people. And there's just all these agendas happening all the time. And sometimes you're right in the middle of it. It's hard to tell. You've got to look at foreign newspapers looking at the United States. You got to look at United States newspapers going out. You've got to read the blogs, read the books from every perspective so you're seeing every side of the Rubik's Cube so that you can actually even be equipped to have a conversation with today's guest, to even be at the table, to not look like a complete imbecile when you're speaking with somebody that has a supercomputer for a brain. We are pumped to jump into today's content.
Me too. In fact, you guys probably know who this is because look how many cards I have to take all of my notes. I'm fired up. I cannot wait.
This is the show where we come to learn and take notes. We don't come with questions. We come waiting for answers like the rest of you. So let's gather around the feet. Let's all gather around and listen to Mel K.
Yay!
It's been too long. You have the best audience. You are the best people. I love your family so much. I'm so excited to be here. And yeah, there's so much going on, but I think that we should all realize that these globalist billionaire oligarchy, the great resetters, I call them, they have never been so close. And I believe they have never been so far from their goals. And that's a good thing. We are really making some a big difference. Your show is doing amazing. I'm really, really honored to be here. And all of the brave truth tellers all over the world are aligning to make sure that our world and our future remains intact as intended by God. So
one thing that helps people to take that ground, not only take the ground, but to keep it is the MelKShow.com website. Mm-hmm. I'd like to draw people's attention to that because it is an incredible resource. It's not just some landing page you go there to find out how to send her fan mail or something like that. It is an incredible resource. Two things you can do there. One, you can register for the newsletter.
Definitely do that. We get it weekly and it is such great information.
It bypasses all the deep state kinks in the host. You for sure get direct access to whatever's happening. And typically whatever's happening, she probably was talking about it 3 months ago.
That's true.
So that's kind of the flow of it. So when it does happen, she just kind of reminds you that she already called her shot. So you go there, get the newsletter. It's completely free, and it's an ongoing thing that's just going to kind of drip into you with necessary information. But number two, section called the resources section. Mm-hmm. The reason they come up that name is because it's full of resources.
Yes.
And
she keeps all our
documents,
receipts.
It's like she doesn't say like I think this maybe I don't know. She's like, well, this is what it says on whitehouse.gov's website. So I think that's kind of what they're not lying to you. They're telling you this, and here's how you find it. And so it's all right there. And so unless you want to spend 10 hours a day for the next 10 years to figure all this out yourself, you can do that, or you just go to MelKShow.com, go to the resources section, and literally everything you need is lined out there for you. It is truly, I think when the books are written of this era, you're going to be truly a hero, you know, like a refounding mother because of what you've done to kind of steady the ship, stay focused on True North, not get lost in the sauce, any circular firing squads and distractions. You just like stay the course and do the right thing every day. Every resource we show on this show, the images, the screenshots, a lot of these are just captions of newspapers. We
to
don't
help
get
you wake people up
that you can go to then and do more research on your own, but we give those all to you for free. And it kind of is a launching pad. We don't even get into all of them that we have in the deck every time. So if you send us a text at 40509, the word Mel, M-E-L, 40509, the word Mel, that'll come as Dropbox link right to you. And this goes back a bunch of shows, I think 2,500 images. And it's probably a good thing to go back to the beginning and like, oh,
I remember that.
I didn't even know who Epstein was. Yeah. I didn't, you know.
Oh, right. We did good shows on that. I forgot.
No kidding.
And I want to remind people that if you go and you do that and you text there, the links would fill it up too much, but I take screenshots of every article I read and then that I talk about. So you can just look at the title and you can put that in your bar. A lot of things are 404 now, as we know, they're scraping the internet from truth. But a lot of that stuff you can just find you won't find it if you Google the topic. But if you Google the headline of the story, you probably will. So that's a great resource that you guys created. I really appreciate that. And you can find things not just on this show, all the way back. We've done everything. And we've done the military-industrial complex, pharmaceuticals. We've done the entire, way before the Twitter files, you guys and I were breaking who these people were, who's funding them, really puts it all together. So that is awesome. I'm so glad you guys do that for your audience.
We're ready for you to
we are ready to learn, Mel.
To hype up that supercomputer sitting on top of your shoulders and start downloading. This is gonna be a little bit of State of the Union, where we are, where we're headed into next year, and the biggest news topics that maybe kind of fall in the cracks. Because mm-hmm. sometimes the main thing, you know, it seems like a small thing in the current moment, mm-hmm. and you don't realize it because they're keeping you distracted with something else. And so we got some big things to hit today.
Yeah, well, I mean, first and foremost, we have to acknowledge that Henry Kissinger has died at 100 years old. For those people that grew up, as I did, constantly being told that Henry Kissinger was this amazing hero, and he had done so much for this world, and he was this great peacekeeper, through my work over the last 6-7 years, but certainly the last 3 or 4, I talk often about Henry Kissinger, and I do not feel that way about his legacy. I feel that he, along with David Rockefeller, who basically was, you know, the funder of everything, including the UN, the Council of Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, a lot of big pharma, big tech, big oil, obviously, a lot of different groups that are aligned. David Rockefeller called himself a great globalist and internationalist. He believed in a one world government. He was out there constantly. He said, actually, the exact quote was that a banking elitist class is far more preferable than the autodetermination of the people of the United States, and went on and on. And his two, you know, lieutenants basically right under him with all of the creation, including also the Club of Rome, which is the whole climate change manipulation into the one world, everything else, were Zig Brzezinski, who died a while ago. Daughter is Mika, son is the Polish ambassador, other son is at the Atlantic Council, and Henry Kissinger. Henry Kissinger, also, for people that do not know, he conceived and created the World Economic Forum. That is something a lot of people do not know. Him and one other guy, they recruited Klaus Schwab, the son of obviously a very wealthy Nazi, to when he was at Harvard, to go back and put a and create a European Union type situation over there, kind of like the Council of Foreign Relations or the Trilateral or one of these groups that really influence policy in Europe. But really, it was, again, the Kissinger, it's the, what I call them is the globalist billionaire oligarchy. And then their partners are, in my speak, are the international banking cartel. So these people that are at the top of this globalist capture, globalist control mechanism, Henry Kissinger was a huge proponent of all of this. On top of that, we are at a situation that we'll get to as we go through the story today, where the CCP is being positioned to basically replace the United States, but also on many different levels. There's a struggle right now for a multipolar world versus a unipolar world. One would call it the one world government. Who's gonna run the one world government? They're not all separate, but China is certainly being positioned. Well, China is being positioned that way because of Henry Kissinger's relationship with Mao. Mao being the dictator that killed 100 million people to install communism, and the CCP was a friend of Henry Kissinger. And Henry Kissinger went over there and opened up, not only inviting the CCP into the United Nations, which being a communist country, there is nothing at the United Nations that the CCP is doing for the good of the planet. The CCP is doing everything for the good of the CCP. Then they were entered into there. He also was instrumental in the CCP joining the World Bank and the World Trade Organization and opening it up. He also was behind us going off the gold standard under Nixon, whom he worked for. So that is also a big deal. In the 70s were a very big time for Henry Kissinger, and they were a big time for our country to shift to the globalist model that I believe we are at the precipice of choosing one way or another. And we have to remember that right now, going up to 2024, I would like, at least what I say is, forget left or right, forget Republican, Democrat, forget whatever division you think you're in. The true nature of what we are seeing coming into 2024, and we'll get more into it, is do you believe that the United States of America should remain a sovereign nation governed by the people for the people of this nation, with our borders, language, culture respected, our industry, our manufacturing, our supply chain and everything brought back in, our self-sufficient in oil and gas, our closed borders, our strong military? Or do you believe, and this is why, and I'll get into why I think we have to really ask the choice, or do you believe that we should join a global governance 10-ward kind of top-down totalitarian technocracy, digital track and trace surveillance system, very much like the one in China? And there's a reason that I say that, because as we go through what we're talking about today, you will see that a lot of these players that have been inspired by Kissinger, honestly, over time towards a one world government, which was always the goal, is they have an idea that having global communism is the answer for humanity. And that no freedom anymore should be allowed, that human behavior, because as Henry Kissinger is very famous for a few different quotes that they've tried to say aren't true, but they are true. And he said in the past that he who controls the food controls the people, he who controls the oil controls the world. You know, he said other things along those lines. He's also said that yeah. Mao and the CCP's structure of running their society is the most efficient. Also, David Rockefeller has a whole quote where he talks about what Mao did with the Cultural Revolution is nothing short of miraculous, regardless of how many people died. You know, so what they talk about a lot is full control of the populace. He is also very famous for calling the masses useless eaters and many other things along the way. So I see all these people that claim to be fighting the Great Resetters, that are calling out Agenda 2030 and the 17 Sustainable Development Goals for what they are, which is sustainable for the globalist billionaire class and only for them, out today saying Kissinger was my friend, he was this great guy, he was this and that. Well, I would like people to actually look into what Kissinger really did and said, and how he manipulated a lot of the world in order to control humanity, the masses, for the good of the globalist billionaire oligarchy yeah. elite.
Well, Mel, when you connect him to the World Economic Forum, and obviously that's like his child, that's like his son, you know, yeah. almost that organization, and then you look at everybody that comes from it. So that set of dominoes leads to Klaus Schwab bragging at the Kennedy Center that, you know, not only is Prime Minister Trudeau in Canada right. part of that, but his entire they're not proud that they have a guy that became the president or the prime minister of a nation. It's his whole cabinet, mm-hmm. you know, right. are all graduates of our leadership development program. And so then when you hear Trudeau talk about how much he admires communist China for how efficient it is, for how well, and then every policy that he's implemented, from silencing the truckers, draining their bank accounts, yep. like is all in fashion to that. So these people, when you hear them praise somebody over and over and over, if I were to list, if we're sitting around talking, I'm like, you know who I like reading, who I like really study. I mean, I admire a lot, you know, and I started listing like serial killers.
Ooh, you'd be like, very concerned.
You'd be like, that's kind of an odd thing. And then later on, you come to find out I was actually a serial killer. You're like, oh, I never saw that coming. No. How could you have not right. seen it coming? Every time we had dinner, all he talked about was all these serial killers yeah. that he thought were great people. That's yeah. what these guys are like. When they talk about a guy like Mao who kills 60 million of his own people in order yeah. to have an authoritarian thumb on their throats, it's like, oh, I. That's mm-hmm. kind of who these people like really admire,
and they associate yeah. with,
and who they want their leadership mm-hmm. to be modeled after to the degree. Now we have a lot more restrictions in the West here, but that doesn't seem to slow down Biden. It doesn't seem to slow down Trudeau. It doesn't seem to slow down whoever the puppet masters mm-hmm. are behind these figureheads. So like these guys really are aligned. Going back to the World Economic Forum, going back to Kissinger, they didn't work with these people. In spite of those shortcomings, it was because of those shortcomings mm-hmm. that they were drawn to him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you know, this is about power and control. Again, a lot of these people that we're talking about, they are born into this. They are either or groomed into this by these elite schools, both in the UK and here, from boarding schools all the way. We know many of the names of them. And then they go into the Poison Ivy League or into Oxford, or, you know, all of this stuff has been exposed. You know, they're aligned with the technocrats. And other people that praise China's model of running their society are Bill Gates, Larry Fink, obviously he's on the board of the World Economic Forum, and we'll get into the Chinese. You know, a lot of people don't understand that the United Nations, most of the main agencies, we did a show on it, I think a couple years ago, most of the main agencies at the United Nations are run by members of the CCP. It's also very similar over there at the World Economic Forum. So a lot of people don't realize that. And then you have Gates and Fink and Eric Schmidt and then even the Clintons and other people saying how efficient and what a good job China does in running their society. They are a communist, socialist, totalitarian society. Mm-hmm. There is no freedom. So when you look at that and then you see Klaus Schwab saying there is going to be a new world order and it's going to be run by China, which, you know, he actually said on stage at the World Economic Forum not that long ago. He says, I'll just remind you because this is Kissinger and him, but not too long ago, Klaus Schwab said that we're going to have to get used to the idea that China will be replacing America as the first, as the basically the global leader by 2030. Again, this is all about, to me, Agenda 2030. And Klaus Schwab's praising there, it's the fifth year and of the $900 billion Belt and Road Initiative spreading to 65 countries. The Belt and Road Initiative is the CCP's worldwide domination plan that they've been executing since 2000 have been militarily, I think a terrible move by our military industrial complex and the NATO alliance, militarily trying to get the world under our control. The Chinese, who've been around for thousands of years, not a couple hundred years, took a different path. They took the Belt and Road Initiative and they went around the world and strategically built ports and railroads and helped people develop mines. We're talking all over Africa, all over South America, all over the Caribbean, all over the Middle East, all over. So a lot of what's going on the world map right now has to do with China's Belt and Road Initiative and all these lines. But also the Belt and Road Initiative is also, people don't realize, is their military plan. If they are controlling, don't forget, Joe Biden handed them Afghanistan and Bagram. Mm-hmm. So that was another big piece. I believe what's going on in Israel right now is also connected in some ways to the Belt and Road Initiative. Yeah. And it's really about if you control the entire supply chain of the whole world, well, that's also how you control the movement of weapons. That's mm-hmm. how you control the movement of people. That's how you stop the movement of food. That's how you, and they have systematically been building this. And Klaus Schwab and his friends over there, they tout it. And they say over and over that they have a whole section on the World Economic website about five facts you need to understand about the new global order. If people go look that up, they're going to see that they are basically saying that China is a better functioning society for the model of how to deal with humans through the 17 Sustainable Development Goals. So, you know, we have to realize that. And one thing I did want to get into to just kind of show how fast they're going. So I think last time I was here, I talked about the meeting in September for the United Nations. It was a halfway celebration for the Agenda 2030, 17 Sustainable Development Goals. You know, I call them the totalitarian, technocratic, digital track and trace surveillance gulag for all humanity.
We need an acronym for that, Mel.
No kidding.
Yeah. So, you know, the truth of the matter is that so they have this event in New York City. They have a whole New York City, by the way, where we had to flee is like a carcass of the once great city it was. Sad. But in rolls the UN, the World Economic Forum, the IMF, and who they do they pull on stage at this big event in September? They're halfway to the 2030. The Clinton Global Initiative is now back on stage, and we have Podesta, who's running our Green New Deal to the tune of billions and billions of dollars that he's doling out to his friends all over the world somehow, as the infrastructure deal, main financier for the world under Joe Biden. Also, he's very into these green banks, this green stuff. But on top of that, the Clinton Foundation resurfaces to be included in rebuilding Ukraine, which we know that they are now estimating the rebuild of a nation that was broke before the Ukraine operation began, will be costing $600 billion, they announce wow. at this event. And that seems very strange. And they announced that the Clinton Global Initiative is their partner, along with partners of what? The Global Public-Private Partnership of the World Economic Forum, BlackRock, Chase, and the CCP will be rebuilding to the tune of this amount of money. So we had that situation happen. And then right at, in tandem with that in September, I want to remind people that we never voted to join the global governance plan of Agenda 2030. But Barack Obama, when he was in office and we were distracted by other things in 2015, signed on to Agenda 2030, the 17 Sustainable Development Goals, not only to be one of the main financiers, but to join the project, which would lead to global governance. If you go look up Agenda 2030 and global governance on any of the websites of the globalist octopus of global control that we need to dismantle right now, and you put in global governance, and that would include any of their connected groups, which would be the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, the IMF, the World Bank, BIS, IPCC, UNESCO, any of these groups, including NATO, including the Vatican at this point has an Agenda 2030. They're all together in this concept of a one world top-down totalitarian globalist billionaire oligarchy running everything else because, you know, climate change and pandemics. Also included in their thing is the World Health Organization and a bunch of other groups. But Obama signed us up for that and committed to it. Now, people say there's no enforcement. Well, there is enforcement. You just don't know about it. The enforcement is because the Global Public-Private Partnership, which Kofi Annan, back under when Bill Clinton was around in 1998, talked about a quiet revolution in the United Nations. And what he was talking about was that the United Nations was teaming up with the Global Public-Private Partnership stakeholders of the World Economic Forum. And what does that mean? That means something we've talked about on the show for a long time. Larry Fink, you know, put it out there to everyone when he was demanding everyone follow the ESG score, track and trace. You know, he's one of the architects. He's not only the head of BlackRock, and also, you know, BlackRock is really invested in Chinese Communist Party's main oil and gas, you know, supplier owned by the CCP. And he's also on the board of the World Economic Forum. He's on the board of the Council of Foreign Relations. But he announced shortly before the pandemic kicked off to all the bankers in the world that they would be going direct to the people. And what does going direct to the people mean? It means skipping the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the government of the United States, the separation of powers, and all of our government, and using the corporations and the banks to manipulate the behavior of the populace without having to go through that pesky thing called the government. Wow. And they sit well above the government at this point. And they called it going direct. And people can look up that speech of Larry Fink made. I believe that this was about 3 or 4 months before they unleashed the pandemic. And check out what he's saying right there, because what he's saying is exactly what happened. So Obama signs on in 2015. I firmly believe if you look into this stuff and dig into it, there's great information on Corey's Diggs website. That's Corey Lynn on Whitney Webb's website, Ian Davis. There's a lot of people, Alex Newman, you guys know Alex Newman well. There's a lot of people who have put out a lot of information. There was Dr. Corey before she passed away, unfortunately, trying to warn people this Agenda 2030 is global communism. It is about a slavery model for humanity, and now they have the technocracy part, which was the track and trace surveillance with all the satellites already set up. In one of the executive orders every executive order, in my opinion, that Joe Biden has put out is aligned with Agenda 2030 and the 17 development goals. Frankly, I believe everything since Barack Obama signed on in 2015 that has happened has been towards us joining the Our Common Agenda, Agenda 2030, One World Global Governance model. Donald Trump came in, and if you notice, what was he doing? He was dismantling that globalist control model. And a lot of people, and we still don't know fully 100%, he's talking about globalism more, but he talked about it then. And, you know, even in the Council of Foreign Relations and the all these groups, Atlantic Council, all these globalist groups, trilateral, they really put down Donald Trump for the damage he was doing to the United Nations, to he got out of UNESCO, this dangerous. They are running the LGBTQ sexuality education. All of this stuff that's happening to our children is coming through UNESCO. He took us out of that. Jill Biden goes to France. They signed back on. He took us out of the World Health Organization. He was making NATO. He was really making NATO pay their fair share, which he knew they never would. I believe, and I hope that he does, removes us from the UN when he gets back in office. But he also, Paris Climate Accords, he was pulling out of that. That's, you know, so if you look at what happened, and then you, if everyone recalls, George Soros, Larry Fitt, all these people are getting on stage saying, we're going to remove Donald Trump. We have to remove Donald Trump. A year before the 2020 election, there was a whole simulation. It was called the Transition Integrity Project. And this was funded by a lot of these globalist billionaires, not just here. And remember, at the time, there was uprisings in Hong Kong. China was, they were putting the tariffs on China. So he was rebalancing to turn it back to sovereign nations. Nation states have power. He wanted all nations. First of all, MAGA was his economic plan. People don't know that because they've said that he's all racist and these MAGA extremists. Well, if we are MAGA extremists, we believe in empowering each nation sovereignty and having them have their own make that nation great again. And that, you know, that's the big
Mel, doesn't that make it kind of easy when you talk about endorsing candidates and there's all these things going on? Like, I'd really have two questions for any candidate. You know, number one, do you believe that each nation should operate first and foremost in its own best interests? And then number two, will you personally denounce the World Economic Forum? It'd be a real short debate. If I was running the debates, if I was running these things, hey, can you answer these questions? Would you stand on this stage and denounce the World Economic Forum and any allegiance to it? And if you're any connection, it'd be well below all of America First priorities. And I think, man, you'd have problems in the city councils. You'd have problems of the, you know, state reps and all the way up to the top, where Joe Biden is the hardest working contributor ever of the World Economic Forum, praised by Klaus Schwab. So, like, you know, this swing, and I don't remember what year it was when Trump was there, his speech, it was like walking into a biker gang and giving them all the finger and saying, you know, motorcycles are for babies or something. You know, it's like, like it was just, it like totally gave them all the finger. And it's kind of a cool thing. So there's this juxtaposition of, are you for, you know, I love my wife and kids. I lock the door and I go to bed at night. The things that I would do for my family, are you at least that committed to the country, or are you just kind of out for yourself and joining into the look at that picture.
Oh my God.
Look at that picture. What a stud. What a freaking stud.
Klaus Schwab looks like a turtle.
Well, it does look like a turtle. It's not an impersonation. If you've seen old pictures of him, even when he was young, he looked like this. It's like the Dr. Evil movie. Like you go back in time, he looks the same.
Yeah.
You know, they go all the way back to the 60s, he's the same.
I know.
Kissinger too, I feel like, looks like that. Rothschild looks like that too. Yeah. They all look like what you would cast them as. It's totally amazing. Oh, I hope you're enjoying the show. I was just talking on my new Patriot Mobile service. I have to tell you, I'm so excited. They are incredible. They are America First. They align with my values. And you know what? It's unlimited minutes, unlimited text, Wi-Fi calling, unlimited data, high speed, everything that you could use, just like everyone else. We have our time, we have our vote, and we have our money. And the great thing about Patriot Mobile is your service will be exactly the same. Difference with Patriot Mobile is they are an America First company. And what they do is they reinvest their money into causes that matter to me and matter to you and matter to this nation. At Patriot Mobile, those causes are the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, the Constitution, and our children's future. So please go to themelkshow.com. Patriot Mobile is a partner of ours. Please use the code MELK. What I can tell you too is that they are supporting me and they are supporting creators because they believe in the First Amendment. They believe that censorship is wrong and they are going to put their money where their mouth is. Do what you can for the creators out there that are doing what I'm doing. Please go to Patriot Mobile, MELK Show. All I can say is thank you so much, guys. Supporting my partners supports me, and Patriot Mobile is absolutely awesome. I checked them out. We're switching to Patriot Mobile and we hope you do too. Thank you so much. And sure. And you're absolutely right. And I this is what I don't understand. And I'm so grateful for your show and a handful of other shows. Obviously, Clay does a lot of the same stuff, too. Other people do, Alex Newman, like I said. But I have to tell you, it is kind of disturbing that nobody's asking about this on any level. And I don't really see people sounding the alarm. There are some people, obviously, Bannon and some other people keep pushing like this globalism. This is an issue. But I do want people to know that that this is what they should be talking about, because Joe Biden is fully committed to the global governance. And it's not Biden. It's Obama. And
right.
It's the entire Obama staff. It's Blinken. It's Nuland. It's Sullivan. It's also Samantha Power, who's running our slush fund known as USAID right now. We have John Kerry, one of the globalist billionaire oligarchs, this week with Bloomberg, another one globalist, at this COP28 this week. That is one of these ways that they run the global government right now. The global government is run through things called Conference of Parties. They're COP conferences, they're called, uh-huh. and they're all around, and they align. And, you know, if you go on the Council of Foreign Relations and you put in, you know, these global conferences, they have a section that's like global conferences you should know about. So we know about Davos. We know about the COP conferences mm-hmm. every year. We know about some of these other conferences that they have all around the place. They have the 30 and 30 conference. Then they have all the smaller conferences that they have, and they have the summer Davos. And they're all right now, as we speak, at COP28, recommitting to Agenda 2030. At this moment. And if you follow these COP conferences, they started under Clinton, you're going to see that it's always the same people. And it's the same people that go to Davos, the same people that go to the UN, the same people that go to IMF meetings. It's all the same people. This one's a little scary because there's 70,000 people showing up in Dubai, wow. of all places. And don't forget, Dubai, the guy that's running it is one of the biggest oil barons in the world, by the way, in Dubai. But they're there to talk about climate change. And obviously, on the front lines there that they're going to be talking about, Bloomberg is especially behind this, is what they have been doing at COP conferences for years. Because a lot of people, including myself, believe that the climate emergency, climate change. Now, not to say that we don't have a lot of problems with pollution, our climate. Most of it is from them. These yeah. same people that want us to transfer, you know, John Kerry is pushing a 15% worldwide climate tax on all nations. That would be us.
Have you noticed on airlines, whenever we go by airlines, I didn't notice this in the past, but like now right beside each, like when you put in like United flight from Kansas City to Miami or something, all of the options, it says the CO2 emission for that flight. Right. By each one. Right. I'm like it's like they're putting a currency there because mm-hmm. eventually I'm going to have a limit probably on what I can do. Like, hey, you've
now,
already.
Why else would they have it?
You've already got this. Why would they be tracking mm-hmm. something they're not going to be using
what
as
about
an enforcement
these private
mechanism?
Planes?
Right.
All of you this, see these people all gumming on.
Yeah, I mean, it's all because it's all hypocrisy, because it's all a lie. That's why this is all to transfer your money. This goes all the way back to the Kyoto thing with Clinton and Al Gore. Al Gore has become a multi, you know, I'm sure he's a billionaire through all of this and carbon transfer, carbon capture. You know, John Podesta is back there. I mean, he was Bill Clinton's he was the Secretary of State. He ran the entire crooked Russiagate with and Seth Rich, all this stuff with Hillary Clinton's campaign. The Center for American Progress, one of the most dangerous, in my opinion, NGOs next to Open Society. He is running the entire financial side of the infrastructure deal, giving out contracts all over the world for Green New Deal stuff. The people that are creating the problems in the biosphere, the atmosphere, pollution, all of this are the same people that we're transferring all of our wealth to, centralized wealth, to then at these COP conferences, then come forward and fix the environment. They create the problem as they did with the COVID and the pandemic. Then they come
when
in.
When is this next one coming up?
It's right now. Right now as we speak.
COP28.
Right as we speak. What they're probably getting ready for January 1st with the shift in currency.
With BRICS.
Right. And Saudi Arabia, as you're talking about,
huge.
Joining the BRICS nations. It is huge. And this is what they're talking about there too. It is the people representing us there are Janet Yellen, John Kerry and Michael Bloomberg. Michael Bloomberg, very, very involved in the green agenda, very involved in the climate change, has a whole program with mayors all over this country, which is why I say look for the sustainable development goals, anything connected to surveillance, track and trace, sustainability, anything connected to the World Economic Forum locally. They went local first, folks. That's what a lot of people don't know. And what they're dealing with there is this Glasgow Financial Alliance for Net Zero. So it's like Mark Carney, a bunch of other people. A lot of CEOs are there. And what they're doing is they're reiterating that they would like to have a net zero asset initiative. So everything that's going on with these climate emergencies, climate meetings, climate is always about money. It is about a transfer of wealth. It is about worldwide communism, in my opinion. So what they're doing there is they're having Net Zero Asset Managers Initiative, Net Zero Asset Owner Alliance, Net Zero Banking Alliance, and then all these different alliances, all the CEOs, BlackRock, Bank of America, Citi, HSBC, the David Rockefeller Fund, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And what they're talking about, yet again, is a natural asset corporation. A class controlled by them, these people with the World Bank and the IMF, obviously being the financial, you know, hub, and then the World Economic Forum, IPCC, and these guys being the overseers, the global billionaire oligarchy again, global public-private partner stakeholders. And they're talking about turning all resources and natural, this would be everything natural, land, water, air, animals, people, us, space, everything, every kind of resource, every natural resource into this one natural asset class that would function kind of like Wall Street, where these people would control it and dole it out to the people, to the nations. And guess how they would do that? Ensuring inclusive equity and and diversity. So this is one of That's the 17 good. Sustainable development goals. And what's scary about what they're doing there, which is this, is also that not only BlackRock, but China, the CCP is very involved in this. The CCP is opening more coal plants than ever. They're not playing along with what they're saying. There was a big, people were very upset about who was running this in Dubai, because the United Arab Emirates, they're oil and gas. That's their bread and butter over there. Sultan Al Jaber, COP28 president. He's also owns the biggest energy company in the United Arab Emirates. You know, we all know about the private planes and John Kerry and all of that. But, you know, the head of the UN's there, obviously, and all of these bankers and billionaires, the World Bank president, like I said, Kerry and Yellen and all them, the prime minister from the UK. So they're all there doing that. So this is all about, look, climate reparations, international climate reparations. So when people say to you, like somebody said to me last week, I was putting something about my book out there, and somebody said, that's not true. There is no global billionaire oligarchy running everything. I said, oh, were you aware during COVID that every country walked in lockstep and everyone was talking about Build Back Better and the Great Reset? Well, this is something else that they're talking about now, which is on the screen right now, which is why we all have to make sure that we get involved right now. There is a bill in the Senate. I think it's 1458. Look it up. It's a no bill on the World Health Organization pandemic treaty and the amendments that are out there. Because right now, another thing going on at this COP conference is connecting the World Health Organization with climate. So like you see on the screen right now, they're talking about that they need urgent action on the climate emergency because it's impacting people's health. So again, another octopus of the global control tentacle, World Health Organization, has now teamed up with the IPCC and the COP28 people to say that there is no difference between climate emergency and pandemic treat, the pandemic national, international pandemic treaty. So what they also did was during this last meeting, which they're now at the COP conference talking about ways to incorporate it, the World Health Organization made sure that they changed the definition of pandemic to include climate emergency, climate change, sustainability, and they also included systematic racism and gun violence. And think about what's happening in America while they're pulling all this stuff off. So now there's
so that
really
executive
no
order, Mel, that Biden signed that allows the WHO to come in. All of those things could be a reason for them to come in and take over.
Take over the whole world. Yes, all of them. And if you watch, that's what they're walking towards. So, and again, I just want to reiterate that Joe Biden had this big event at the White House while they were doing the UN event in New York in September, where the U.S. recommitted to the full implementation of Agenda 2030 and the SDG goals home and abroad. And they also, this includes over $43 billion to help end poverty, $20 billion to drive inclusive economic growth and decent work, that's SDG 8, $16 billion to promote peace, justice, and good governance, $42 billion more on top of that for other SDG goals. They also go through all the things that they're talking about doing, the Biden regime. That is because the Biden regime is signing on to, from the Summit of the Futures, the UNR Common Agenda. If you look up the UNR Common Agenda and read through it, and then you look at all the connected websites, what I have to say about all of this is, who is this money going to?
Yeah. And where does it come from?
Yeah.
Where does this money come from?
And who? Well, it comes from us.
Yeah. It's rhetorical, but.
Who is controlling it? So what they're saying is, with the 17 goals, they're going to end poverty. They're going to have, everyone's going to have a digital ID. Everyone's going to have, there's going to be no more food shortages. There's going to be all of this. Who is running that? Mm-hmm. If there's not a world government, who is running this? And like I told you, we did a show earlier on the digital ID, track and trace surveillance. What's on the screen right now is right from the World Economic Forum's website. So anyone that tells you that there is no global governance plan, you just text the number and go take just this one slide, put it on your phone and say, then explain this to me. Because that is the global governance that is on the screen right now that is Agenda 2030. And Joe Biden is fully committed, put out a document. It's called the Fact Sheet on U.S. Action on Global Development from, it came out, it was announced by the White House, by Joe Biden's team and Blinken and all of them, obviously Obama, on the 20th of September, 2023 on the White House website. And one thing that I want to talk about too is that what they are saying is, and a lot of people, you guys have done great work on the central bank digital currency. I believe that every executive order that Joe Biden has put out since he's been in office aligns with Agenda 2030. Mm. And it's got nothing to do with our country. It has to do with aligning with the global governance, which they plan 10 wards. That came from Kissinger, by the way, because it's easier to control in 10 wards, which I believe goes along with the ignored but real North American treaty that would eliminate the borders of Mexico and Canada that they also signed, the North American treaty. And so here we are talking about the end. And like you said, David, the most important question for anyone running for office is, do you believe that America's sovereignty, our national autodetermination, yep, our constitution, our Bill of Rights, and our and the sovereignty of all nations should be respected first and foremost, and every nation should put their people first? Mm-hmm. Or are every nation supposed to be global citizens on a global trajectory? Because on this same document, it's the Joe Biden document, he talks about inclusive economic growth and infrastructure investment. And we've talked on this show before about one of the executive orders about ledger technology and all of this technology. And what I told everyone was, I thought the scarier thing on the IRS executive order and the central bank digital currency order was the mechanism, not just that or allows them to track and trace and surveil and social credit score and ESG score, which is on there, but it's really who is controlling this. And in this stuff, you'll see it's the World Bank and the IMF and the Bank of International Settlements that really would be running. So all the money they want to transfer, the $14 trillion they're saying that the climate COP conference is estimating we need to save the climate, needs to be transferred to the World Bank and to the IMF and to the very opaque, nobody can explain what the BIS is, which is the top of the heap here. But so last week we have on top of this, so they're talking a lot about this inclusive capitalism. So who comes on stage last week? Barack Obama at the 300, who signed on to Agenda 2030, the original communist globalist pusher of them all. He comes on stage at his big event, 15 years of the Obama Foundation, to talk to his citizen soldiers, as he calls them, his disciples at the $300 million Obama Foundation shrine up there in Chicago. And he tells them capitalism is over. It doesn't work anymore. Capitalism leads to slavery and racism. We're going to try something new, inclusive capitalism. Folks, inclusive capitalism is socialism and communism. And it goes along with the 17 development goals of no poverty, you know, no want, no nothing. Why? Because the government, this one world government, is going to be doling that out. So who goes on stage to announce this? Linda Rothschild is running the inclusive capitalism program to make sure that there's equity, inclusion, and diversity in the financial markets. Linda Rothschild is running this.
Gosh.
And Obama's announcing it. And Joe Biden committed to it on the website, on his own page. And they are unblocking more than $25 billion in new World Bank Group concessional financing, says President Biden. And that the G20 leaders support to boost the World Bank concessional lending capacity for global challenges and for crisis response to the poorest countries. They're not going to be making some countries rich and other countries poor. They're going to be making all countries equal. It's called equity.
Yeah.
And if somebody's living right now and they're on like government assistance and barely getting by, they're in some kind of housing provided by the government, and they're like, I'm tired of the rich being out there. I like this kind of a plan because I won't be poor anymore. I won't have need to want anything. It's not that they're going to solve your problem. They're just going to bring everybody to that same level. Where you're like, right. Oh, okay.
Well, how's the government program worked for you so far?
I've got just enough things to stay alive and nothing more.
Yeah.
There is no goal of next year being better than this year because I'm going to learn a new skill and rise up the ladder. There will be no more ladder. There'll be just getting by. It's anytime you redistribute wealth around the world, foreign aid, Ron Paul famously said, he goes, foreign aid is basically taking money from poor people in a rich company, in a rich country, to give it to rich people in a poor country.
Mm.
And that's all we're going to do is redistribute, and everybody will be living in the projects. Everybody will be on government assistance. Everybody will get just enough to stay alive. Mm. That's it. And there's no dream of next year. What does a world without goals and hope look like?
Well, perish.
We've seen this around the world already. It's not a new experiment. It's just an expansion of what's proven to not work.
Right. It's exactly that. And that is why they keep saying very loudly, especially out of the World Economic Forum. And don't forget, like I said, at the top of most UN, people should look this up. Look at who's running most of the UN important divisions when it comes to anything from telecom to aerospace to weapons to food programs, whatever. There's a whole lot of CCP running the UN. There's a whole lot of CCP involved in all of this. And why is that? I don't know if it's because they want to place G at the top of the model, even though whatever happened in San Francisco with him and Gavin and then he coming here and then Joe Biden and all of that. But I will tell you that they want to take the track and trace surveillance social credit score model of a digital slavery gulag of the people that we've done on this show many times. Digital ID, digital wallet, tracking your vaccines, your health, your carbon usage through climate trace that they're talking about, the COP28 this week as well. To fully enslave humanity, whoever's left, okay? Because we still have to take into account, we've had no accountability and no prosecution and no transparency or truth about the pandemic yet either. And I also want to mention on Joe Biden's own documents, as per Agenda 2030, they're going to mobilize, Joe Biden says, a $600 billion by 2027 through a partnership for global infrastructure and investment. To help close the infrastructure gap in low and middle income countries. Like you're saying, David, this is the end of purpose, ingenuity, creativity, no small businesses, because all of this is about socialism.
Yeah, that's what COVID destroyed. COVID destroyed the middle class and small business owners.
By design. And then they keep doing it. So then they keep having, so these are all global things, global delivered debt-free infrastructure investments, debt-free, that's because they own them. Global health and health security. This is also in there. And this goes along with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the public-private partnership, the Rockefeller Institute, Global Health Worker Initiative, Global Health Security System, the Pandemic Fund, Resilient Sustainable Food System, Food Security, Food Feed the Future, the U.S. government flagship Global Food Security Program. So people should go look at this, Clean Climate Resilience. So President's Emergency Plan for Adaptation and Resilience, also Joe Biden. So Joe Biden has put together something on the White House website that we have a link to, that every single person should read if they do not believe that everything that Joe Biden is doing, and if he does, or Michelle or Newsom, whoever is the globalist billionaire oligarch plant for 2024, global governance is set up already by the Biden regime.
All right, so what's this right-wing extremist tinfoil hat website you're showing here?
I know, exactly. And go through it. It's all, look, President Biden, G20 leaders committed to pursue efforts to triple global renewable energy capacity by 2030. Power Africa initiative, CO2 initiative, all talking about U.S. aid funding it. There's a whole education, global partnership for education, global education partnership, refunding UNESCO, global equality and women's movement. That now includes gender equality, gender equity, global women's equity, gender equity worldwide. These are all, these, jeez, every single thing on this document are the 17 sustainable development goals of the World Economic Forum.
Wow.
And of the UN. And they are all part of our common agenda. And this is where we are headed. This is what every single executive order, this is what I believe Barack Obama signed us up for in exactly on the screen right now. You can read what they say and how nice they look. And you can see them all over the world, pasted everywhere the UN, World Economic Forum, or any other partners are. You got to dig into what it means and then ask yourself, who's enforcing this? Mm-hmm. Who's paying for this? If this is what they're saying, that 190 countries are following, who is behind it? Who's running it? And that's where you get stuck. If somebody doesn't want to use their critical thinking and they're like, these sound great. And there's 17 right. sustainable development goals for the planet and all that. You stop and say, who's running it?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the money? Who's allocating the money? Who's enforcing it? Because I told you guys on a different show, they're giving a lot of money for some reason to Interpol and the UN peacekeepers, who are as corrupt as they come. There's all kinds of stuff coming out about the Palestinian territory and the UN. You know, it's just, there's so much going on, but people have to understand that this is where we are and this is why we lose. So what do we do now that we know this, that we know that the reason that I believe in the CCP involved, but certainly the globalist billionaire oligarchy and the international banking cartel have placed Joe Biden and this whole group in office to get back on track for the Agenda 2030 and to get back on track for global governance. And like I said, if you don't know what global governance is, please go to weforum.org and put in global governance. They have a whole section. It'll explain it to you exactly how it works. And then go to any of their sister websites and put it in. Go to any of these websites and put in Agenda 2030. It's all the same language. It is impossible for all of these international organizations. And you can add to that the Rockefeller Institute, the Open Society, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, a bunch of Crown and you know, King Charles now run organizations, NGOs. They're all saying the same thing. It's the end of the nation state. The world can no longer survive with independent sovereign nation states. So this is where we're headed. And it's got nothing to do with climate and it's got nothing to do with anything. It's got to do with raw power and controlling all of the money in the world the way that they see fit to keep it going for another 100 years under the guise of saving the planet. And I just wanted everyone to know that. And I want you to know that the good news is they can't do it without us. Okay. And there's hundreds of millions of people all over the world that are onto this. And our job is to continue to push it in America and have people understand 2024 is not about Trump or Biden. It is certainly not about left and right or Republican and Democrat. 2024 is about, do you believe in our sovereignty of our nation, our borders, language, culture, our constitution, our Bill of Rights, our right to life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, and even more prosperity, creativity, ingenuity, reinvesting. Our oil and gas is sitting underneath us. You know, we could be energy inefficient, all this stuff. Everything that they've done since O'Biden got placed in there has been to lead us towards global governance. And if people don't understand that and don't believe that, well, you know what? Do the best you can to tell them, but move on to the next guy that you can convince. Because the truth of the matter is, we are at the precipice, and I believe that this is not what God intended. And I think good people, and this is how we bring everyone together, black, white, gay, straight, whatever it is, you say to them, I don't know what your issues are, whether they are these divisive issues of guns or abortion or whatever, but I believe that we can all agree that freedom is worth uniting for. And in 2024, you are voting for freedom or you are voting for slavery. And that is the truth. And I, if people don't want to hear that, do your own research. But we are talking about a totalitarian, technocratic, top-down track and trace surveillance model that they do not hide. And no. And it will be the end of sovereignty and nation states worldwide. With because as and I'll just end it this way: Donald Trump has said all along, they're not after me; they're after you, and I'm in the way. Yeah. Right now, every American citizen should stand proud to know they're not after America; they're after the world, and we, the people, are in the way. And rise to that occasion and become the hero and the leader that you know you can be. Because we were told who our heroes and leaders are. We, the people, right now have a chance to be them ourselves. And that is what I believe is happening.
Huge. That's why she is the best. That's why she has a supercomputer for a head.
Yes. That's better. Amazing. I took 8 pages and I was writing as fast as I possibly could.
Mel Kay is the best.
So incredible. Again, Flyover family, go to themelkayshow.com. Make sure you register for her newsletter. Check out the resources. And then to get all of these incredible graphics that you can share and help wake people up, yeah, as well as research yourself, text the phone number 40509. Text the word Mel, M-E-L. Mel, thank you so much for your time. We just really appreciate it. Amazing.
Amazing.
Thank you so much, guys. And I'll see you in Tulare, California next week.
Sounds great. Can't wait.
Everyone's been asking me what I've been doing because I am in better shape than I've been probably maybe in my life. And I am now thriving and I have so much energy. I'm going around. I'm doing all these tours and I'm doing the show and I'm showing up at small events and big events. And I'll tell you, the one thing that's definitely changed my life is superfoods. Mel Kay superfoods. When I got involved with superfoods in the beginning, I was not eating right. I was not sleeping right. I was not, it was mid-COVID, so I wasn't really doing much and I was doing a lot of things wrong. And then I found superfoods and it has changed me from the inside out. Not only have I dropped weight, which wasn't even the goal, I really wanted to detox. I wanted to help my immune system. I wanted to make sure I didn't get sick while a lot of other people were. And superfoods came into my life and changed everything. I now think about what I'm eating. I don't have cravings. I don't eat late night. There's a whole protocol. It's so easy. It's laid out for you. You take it out of the box. It's there. All your food's taken care of, all your nutrients, all your energy, all your protein. It is an amazing way to change your life from the inside out. Superfoods changes everything. It gives you a protocol. It gives you a schedule. You know what to do. You know what you're eating. You feel great. You look great. Your life's getting better. And the one thing I know is you can go to themelkayshow.com, go down to superfoods, and you can start your journey. Because today is the day. I will tell you, I waited. And then I started superfoods. And within 3 months, my entire life changed for the better, more than I could have imagined. MelKayShow.com. Go to partners page, down to superfoods, and click on the link. And you will find a whole new world that will change your mind, change your body, change your life. So when you get superfoods, that helps me and helps this show keep going. I cannot tell you how much it's changed my life for the better, and it will yours too. And enjoy the rest of the show. Mel Kay Superfoods. Get over there now. There's no time like the present. Hi, guys. You know, for months and months, me and Mike Al have been talking about the water supply, what is in there. There are pharmaceuticals in the water supply. There are all these chemicals, lots of pollution. We've had all these natural disasters that leave our water not nearly as clean and certainly not as God intended. We know how important water is for our health. So we have been on a mission to try to find the best alternative to the water that is out there, including bottled water, which, of course, we did a whole show on everything that's in bottled water, which is almost as shocking as what's in our natural water. Now, so we found the best partner we could in Healthy Hydrogen. This is a portable bottle that I use all the time, but also there are many options over there. You can get a full house system, you can get a tabletop system, you can get for your shower, for your office and business. They have so many great options. If you go to themelkayshow.com, we have partnered with them, so it's on our partners page, Healthy Hydrogen. I am telling you right now, the difference in this water and what it will do to your health in general is incredible. If you have inflammation, your immune system has problems, Anything that you are thinking you don't know the solution for, this could be the game changer. We've been looking for the missing piece, and I believe the missing piece is the water. We are so excited. They have so much science backing all of their products. They have been tested by all different groups out there that do this for a living and look at water really in depth. We have the hydrogen aspect, which is truly fascinating. Nothing is more important than water. We all know that. So make sure you're putting the best water in your body. And I assure you, this is a true, true game changer that you will see right away and will improve your health and your family's health going forward. Go check out the Mel Kay Show Partners page, Healthy Hydrogen, and get your health back from the inside out, starting with God's great water. We will see you soon. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the show.